This work of art is a painting. It's painted on a slab of wood with oil paints. The size of this painting is 44.5 multiplied by 31.9 centimeters. The title of this work of art is Adam et Ève au Paradis Terrestre. The painting was created by Cornelis van Haarlem in 1625, but it was bought by Jean-Marie de Sylvie in 1864. Today, the painting is retained in the Quimper Museum of Fine Arts. The topic of this painting is the temptation. On this painting, we can see two characters, Adam and Eve. It represents the temptation in the Bible. Adam is on the left-hand side and Eve is on the right-hand side. Eve has got an apple in her right hand. Adam and Eve have a leaf on their sexual organ to hide them. It's a tradition, but we can see Eve burst. In the middle of this painting, there is a tree, and on his tree, there is a snake holding an apple. In the bottom left-hand corner of this painting, there is a dog. Adam is sitting on a rock, whereas Eve is standing. She is looking at Adam. She is giving the apple to him. In the bottom right-hand corner, we can make out a cat. On this picture, the striking elements are the snake, Adam and Eve, the dog, and the apple. The light is very important. In the background, the colors are called like green or brown. And in the foreground, the colors are the same, but they are getting warmer with the light. The representation of temptation is very frequent in Northern painting. In this representation, van Haarlem follows the rule of the type of this representation. He hides the sexual organ of the two characters to respect God. He denounced the sin of Adam and Eve, the temptation. The temptation is represented by the apple. The symbolic representation of the first couple is going along with two animals, the cat and the dog. Dog, symbol of fidelity and obedience, matches to Adam, represents the fidelity to God. Whereas cat, symbol of independence and covetousness, matches to Eve, represents sin and the devil. What is interesting in this work of art, for me, is a symbolic aspect. All the components of this painting are painted to explain something. Each one has a symbolic. The painting is very nice and the colors beautiful too. They change with the light. This painting reminds me of another one, Adam and Eve of Rubens. This painting is very similar to this one. The symbolic is the same, but it's not expressed with the same symbols. I admire the painter for this work because it chooses to find many symbols to express this opinion and it's very successful.